The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other manufacturer, animal, object, person, or company. In other words, sit back, relax, learn, have a laugh or two, and enjoy the damn podcast. Welcome to the Krollcast. The Krollcast is a podcast hosted by Core Division Manager Josh O'Connell and Ian O'Donnell, the Director of Sales and Business Development. The Krollcast covers topics to help our dealers grow their business. Here are your hosts, Josh and Ian.
Good afternoon and welcome to the first ever Krollcast. I'm Josh O'Connell, joined by my associate Aaron Charland, and we want to welcome you to the first ever show here. The goal of this show is to educate our existing dealer base as well as any folks that are not existing dealers with us. More of an educational what's going on in the world of our industry, and we look forward to a great series here. Aaron, did you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Aaron Charland. I'm the Firearms Division Manager here at Kroll.
So not only does he run the Firearm Division, but if you're watching any sort of a video, he also has some guns of his own, Aaron.
Yeah, I own quite a few. Okay. Mine are going to be more practical than what most shooters are going to get into, but I'm an avid outdoorsman, so I've got a sporty collection.
Yeah, and we really want to place an emphasis on keeping our dealers sharp. And speaking of sharp, this podcast is brought to you by Medford Knife and Tool. The folks at Medford are not sponsoring this, but we'll go ahead and move forward from here. So, Aaron, we want to, I think, really just kick this off. First of all, address the new website that we have. I know that a lot of folks have been waiting for this to launch, and it has been a long time in the making. We've encountered some upfront difficulties, but those are quickly being resolved. All in all, I think that we've had some pretty positive feedback on the new site as far as the layout, the structure, and the usability. What are your thoughts on the site?
Well, I'd have to agree. Overwhelmingly, this new site is a million times better than its predecessor. The previous was slow and clunky, and the search functionality was very poor. But right now, with the new outline, how it's being organized, shout out to our data team for getting that all put into place and the amount of hours they've got into this project. We've definitely run into some hurdles with its performance at this point, but I want to let our dealers know that we invested a tremendous amount of time testing, and everything that it was supposed to do was doing, but when you add 2,000 users to it, they find a lot of problems.
Yeah, we certainly have a lot of dealers, and I think for the most part, the majority of folks understand that. A lot of the business owners have sites of their own and understand the frustrations that come along with having a very high level website such as ours. So I think that here in the next week or so, we should have everything nailed down, and we can move forward business as usual, and I certainly look forward to it. Next on the agenda that we wanted to talk about, I think we want to talk a little firearms and what's new out there, what's hot, and what is not, what's hot, what's not.
Well, right now, I mean, the entire industry is seemingly after one firearm, and that's Sig Sauer's P365. And while we're seeing decent allocation, and it's helping to bump our sales, it's also leading to a lot of dealer sales, which is moving the needle for those guys and kind of keeping things afloat. But outside of that, I mean, we're chasing a lot of new products with uncertain delivery dates at this point, so we can't really jump into that. There's new stuff coming down the pipe. I expect it to be available or at least seen out at SHOT Show 2019. So we've had to make some changes into what we're doing to remain relevant and innovative here. So If you guys haven't seen it, one of the things you should check out is Blown Deadline's product line. We've been taking inventory and having customized paint schemes applied to them to try and set us apart. It's the coordination and logistics that it's an outstanding service, and such that you don't have to worry about having to send a firearm out of your inventory, logging it out of your book, logging it back in, having all the work done and it returned to you as a finished product, and then ultimately the consumer buys a finished product that they've been after that's unique and sets them apart from the rest of the guys on the range.
I couldn't agree any more on that. SHOT Show, I think, is what we're about 3 months out from that. It's going to be in Vegas as usual, so we certainly look forward to that.
So you didn't introduce Uncle Steve here. He just popped out of the trash can.
Steve, you're here.
I am, and unfortunately, I'm a little shaken and stirred that I wasn't introduced to the beginning. But
well, you're not a very reliable individual.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm off camera because of those. It's a little unsightly at this point. But
cream doesn't help.
It doesn't. Yeah. It's everywhere. So unfortunately, I'm a little curious about this Blown Deadline. Why do you think the market is wanting something like that? Where did you guys see the vision to create this initiative and nobody else in the market is doing something like this?
Well, currently, I mean, there isn't anything that is new and innovative hitting the market from any of the manufacturers. Outside of the demand for the P365 at a 12-round 9mm capacity that's driving for personal carry, revolvers are still revolvers, carbines are still carbines, bolt guns are still bolt guns. There's nothing innovative that is taking place. We've seen the rush on the pistol caliber carbines, which are growing in popularity and remain to do so. But they're gonna taper off here, and somebody had to do something. So seeing something as unique as a customized paint job on any particular gun and the artist behind it, over at Blown Deadline, what they're capable of from start to finish. It was a way of jumping out in front and trying to save the dealer a tremendous amount of time, and a good way to make outstanding margin just for the logistics behind getting it all coordinated and delivering a finished product.
So taking something that usually takes 6 to 8 weeks and doing what a wholesaler should do, make it virtually instantaneous to
correct.
The dealer. That's all. So are you saying the market does not want black guns anymore?
No. We've noticed historically, especially over the past year, while black guns are still going to find their way into departments for law enforcement and duty use, a lot of what we are seeing for their own personal play guns when they're hitting the ranges and their off time are going to be, you know, flat dark earths and OD greens, grays. And then you jump into two-tone guns or even some of these customizations where they're just literally painting the slide on a Glock just to separate themselves because they identify with it. It's definitely aesthetics and it's definitely a reflection upon their personality.
Mm. Do you see the market going towards more of the 80 percenters, more of the DIY firearm versus the manufactured Ford Model T? Every one of them looks the same.
The gun enthusiasts are going to continue to be the guys that are going to look to adapt and make their own firearm unique to them. You can take a base model, anything in the AR world, and it's man Legos. You can strip the upper, you can change out calibers these days, you can change lower stocks, foregrips, barrels, bird cages, suppressors. I mean, it's endless, and now we're seeing this gravitate in forms of handguns. I mean, polymer 80 exists out there to the tune where you can literally manufacture your own firearm. At this point, it's an 80% complete gun, and you're taking over and to make it unique for yourself.
Polymer 80, I've never heard of them. Is that something you guys are bringing on?
Yeah, we're actually in talks with them right now, trying to secure pricing so that way we can bring this line on board as quickly as possible. Because again, everybody's at a point where production guns are great if you don't have the knowledge. And I mean, YouTube exists out there and there's a lot of tutorials out there, but I would say more than half of those guys are not armorers and they're just walking you through what they know. And I mean, there's a lot of room for error.
So you guys are trying to create out of the box custom.
out of the box custom. This is what we're gravitating to. And there's a lot of aftermarket companies that are popping up. Another line that we're bringing on is SB Tactical to accessorize, you know, these pistol caliber carbines for starters. I mean, they make one of the best.
Why pistol caliber? Where is this phenomenon coming from?
Well, I mean, I think it's solely driven by the fact that 9mm ammo is so ridiculously cheap right now. It's a fun gun, and as much as there was a lot of riffraff about shouldering a pistol stabilizing brace, I mean, it's being done. I'm seeing videos all across YouTube and on other forums right now where guys are constantly doing it, and it's a way to bypass a $200 tax stamp that they don't have to register their gun as an SBR.
Yeah. Plus the year, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, 10 to 12 months is a significant amount of time to wait.
That's a very long time.
Interesting. So the custom out-of-the-box firearms, so we're starting with Blown Deadline. Are you looking at any other trigger manufacturers or accessories thereof in that custom realm, like Apex Tactical or Canon Tactical?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities there to get into that market. And in fact, I've got calls coming up here with Sharps Brothers for their lowers, and a couple other guys that exist out there. I mean, the demand in the market for something that's unique. I mean, me personally right now, I'm building out a 450 Bushmaster, and instead of it being a rear charge, I'm going to a side charge, non-reciprocating. I mean, that's unique, but it's practical based on the optic that I'm using and the purpose of the firearm.
Excellent. So what simplicity does this provide the dealer? Is there one-stop shop to buy all these custom components, or are you going to have to deal with 40 to 50 other custom vendors to assemble what we're trying to accomplish here at Kroll?
No, they'll be able to come here and grab all the components necessary to bring in these parts to their stores and offer them to their dealers. And one of the most critical things that I think happens here for us, we deal with a lot of dealers that are direct with manufacturers, and tying into this is the fact that we don't have the minimums that are required. We don't have an annual requirement, and our processing time. That's what it boils down to. We're shipping orders same day, basically all the way up, as long as they're submitted until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're a day's ground time, if you needed a bolt carrier group, you could have it the very next day. It's just amazing how fast we are processing orders at this point in time.
Turns equal cash.
That is indeed true. And for the folks out there that don't follow us on social media, you can see the firearms that Aaron is referencing here on either Instagram or Facebook. You just search Kroll Corp and check them out. They're pretty cool. Kind of going off of that and the shipping and the ease of use of our product, we really do cater to the smaller dealers that can't necessarily go direct with manufacturers, and we have a 30 plus year history of doing so. So whether you're a smaller guy or you're a large company, we do and we can accommodate all, you know, folks of all sizes. So I think that's one of my favorite parts of Kroll. I know Aaron. In the decade plus that you've been here, you've seen a lot of ups and downs in the as far as the industry is concerned, and Kroll has gotten through all of those and had some pretty sustainable growth. So
yeah, it is absolutely unique, and being with Kroll over 10 years, taking over the firearms has taught me a lot, but it's also been extremely eye-opening. Those that have been in it will know we are in a consumer's market right now, and everybody is fighting over the smallest piece of the pie that they can get their hands into. There's consistent price shopping, price checking, guys looking around, and they are. If you've got disposable income at this point in time, you could own just about any firearm that you'd possibly ever desire. And with components getting as cheap as they are, you could build out something wonderful that you know, might have cost you $3,000 a year ago or a year and a half ago, and you could probably do it for about $1,600. I mean, it's definitely playing in the hands of the consumer, but both dealer and distributor are at a point where we're taking less margin to try and move the needle in this tough market, and the manufacturers haven't slowed down production, stopped allocation. I mean, it's just something that we face, and we have to continue to be creative and innovative to try and make what we're offering that much better. That's where I think Kroll Service really comes into play.
Yeah, I think that one of our main goals is just, you know, to be those trendsetters, be innovative, and stay on top of, you know, what's going on in the industry. And whether you're an end user or a dealer and listening to this, we have a very extensive dealer base across the 50 states and internationally as well, which, you know, we've over the years done a pretty good job of growing.
That's kind of somewhat of a bleak picture that you guys are painting with the industry. How do you support a dealer to not go from what moves the needle on the single digit margins? How are you able to help them support that business to make sure that those lights are on at the end of the day, and that they have that vision for the 1 year picture still right in front of them?
I think that one of the biggest things is the ability to diversify. So you cannot just be single-minded as far as your business approach. That's a good way to put yourself out of business. So one of the benefits with Kroll is we do have over 190 different manufacturers to really diversify your business. So while you may have a large interest in firearms in single-digit margins, we also have a full suite of products that we, you know, can complement that. And overall, I think what we kind of coach our dealers is, what is your weighted margin, right? So if you have something that you're selling at single digit margins, but then you also have something at 20, 30 point margins, overall, you're able to have a very sustainable business while still doing what you enjoy, if that happens to be firearms, or if it happens to be, you know, knives or whatever the case may be. So I think that is the best approach as far as maintaining your business.
How do I know what, if I was a dealer, to put in my store? Do you have somebody that I can talk to from a guidance perspective?
That's a phenomenal question, Frank. We have a sales group here in which we will be very hands-on with your business, to the point of merchandising, to seeing what's hot in your area. So we'll actually take your store, do an initial consultation, put together maybe a new product line or new product group, show you where to put it in the store based on the successes of other dealers. So that in itself is huge. So we've seen and we've had feedback from a lot of dealers who have had tremendous success by doing this. Customer service and support is really our prime focus, but with the industry experts that we have factory trained sales guys and girls here that it's coming straight from the manufacturer, essentially. So they can point you in the right direction. They do point you in the right direction, and it's a very seamless process.
Is there an additional charge for this service? It sounds too good to be true that you're going to help me figure out what to put in my store, and then I'm going to make 20-30% on your stuff.
I think that's something that we could monetize. However, we're really in it for the long term. Creating relationships with our dealers is very important. And if it is a consultation that needs to occur in order for us to maintain or establish those relationships, it's well worth our time. So no, there is no cost. All we ask is that you stay open-minded and just keep a good perspective as far as, you know, what we're offering and advising you on.
On that note, I mean, the dealers really have to get to a point where they have some level of trust in their sales representative. There are instances where you can take and make all the suggestions in the world to somebody who's basically barricaded themselves behind the concept of, that's not going to work in my area, this works, I can't bring in that, I don't have space. And I mean, you could take a look at photographs of a store, make suggestions there of things that they could get rid of, offer to buy back old, stale, stagnant inventory for them to replace it with something that would generate higher margin sales and have more turns. I've even gone as far personally as to ask for their point of sale software list of what they're inventorying. I mean, they might have huge gaps based on what's going on in their geographical area, things that they're completely overlooking. One of the biggest things to combat and the firearm side of things is the perception that X gun won't sell. And then you have a dealer who's another customer of ours with, you know, a web presence, end up having a consumer in that guy's area buy the gun, and that store's end up doing the transfer.
Sure.
And, you know, they had turned it down, and they could have just taken the sale direct, you know.
And if you are a dealer listening to this, finish listening to this, do me a favor, and if you go around your store and you see something that has dust on it, it shouldn't be there. Keep an open mind on that, and, you know, just as a best practice, start off with that. Start moving things around the store. Envision yourself as a customer walking in and what you see. You're there 40, 50 hours a week, so a lot of these things are not going to be top of mind to you. So maybe even have a friend or a family member come in and take some advice. Again, keep an open mind. Introducing new products is always one of the best practices that we've seen, and you can certainly go on our website and see the different product lines we carry.
That's awesome. Now, this being the first Kroll Cast, can we expect more details on the specifics of this, like a flow analysis of my storefront? What are the procedures and best practices? What are the future plans of Kroll Cast?
So the future of Kroll Cast is to be a lot more defined as to our weekly topics, in which we'll cover everything from, as you mentioned, merchandising to you know, just the store structure, the product selection, and there's also, in this day and age, we're competing with large companies like Amazon. How do you get ahead of that? How do you stay in business when Amazon is absolutely dominating the market right now? These are things that you need to think about. A lot of times it's not something that you want to, but we're going to be very direct as far as what's out there, and you know, people that can innovate and make adjustments, those are the ones that that stay in business. Otherwise, there's the alternate solution there, or outcome, I should say. Let's talk website, because I know that's a hot topic, if you will, currently. So just a little background, we did launch our new website roughly 3 weeks ago in the anticipation of some minor issues, and that kind of turned out to be a few major issues with folks being able to find stock, pricing, things of that nature. Just a little background on that. This was, 2 years in the making, to get us to the point where we could actually pull the trigger, a very intense moment for us to make that decision, and we're glad that we did. At this point, waiting on a few fixes to occur with our developers, and things are looking like they'll be just fine. One of the biggest things that with this new website is the search functionality in comparison to our previous. And for anybody listening, you may know that the previous site was not very good at that. So. Aaron, do you want to talk a little bit more about that search functionality on the new site?
Yeah, the functionality itself is vastly improved. Anybody who's been using the old site and switched over to the new, while we're still encompassing some errors with that, I want to relay that, I mean, we had 6 to 8 weeks of testing, and myself included in that, and it returned results for everything that I was after. So I was using partial SKU searches, I was using UPC codes, descriptions. I mean, it was a different approach for every situation for trying to find the product, and I got to what I was looking for, which was outstanding.
Yeah, so like for instance, you would type in pants, and for some reason handcuffs would populate in the previous website.
Isn't that based off of prior search history, so that in your case would work?
Pants and handcuffs. Handcuff pants. Yes.
100%.
Yes, 110, as they say. So the new website certainly has that functionality. From a back-end perspective, you're now able to pay your invoices online. I'm drawing a blank.
Order status,
yeah. Tracking information,
tracking.
Open orders.
Now, that's a big one, tracking information.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the amount of inbound phone calls we have just on tracking information in itself. The reason we are doing this is to make it easier on you, the dealer, to run your business. I know that it's probably not your favorite thing to have to call in and get things that otherwise should be just visible on a website. So,
how's the call volume been since you guys launched the website?
The call volume, I think that we have tripled on our daily call volume. So certainly understandable. You know, our motto here is having a very high level of service. So we've fallen short just a little bit of that with that, you know, with that call volume.
Oh, I definitely want to relay the fact that we do appreciate all of our dealers' patience with this. Again, weeks of testing went into this, and we did not encompass the issues that happen when you finally go live.
What's that sound?
They might have got the website. Did they get the web? Oh, no. No, it's lunchtime.
But in any case, the errors and issues that resulted from the launch, we've been diligently working through. We've sought outside sources to help with that process and expedite. Your patience is paramount here, and we truly appreciate it as we work through it, because the end result will be a site that is exponentially better than its predecessor. It's something that you'll actually enjoy shopping on.
Yeah, I like it. Just the entire layout, the structure. It's got a good look to it, and I don't think we even mentioned the new logo, which we've kind of rebranded ourselves as I don't unofficially call it Kroll 2.0, but we have rebranded ourselves from the old logo, the whole the maroon. Is that maroon? Burgundy,
yeah.
Glow?
Burgundy, dried blood. Maybe.
Yeah. It's looked like dried pig blood covering a globe. So this new one is nice. It's fresh. It just says Kroll. We're Krolling back prices. It's good stuff. So I certainly look forward to the future of the organization, as does Aaron. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And for those listening, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and our website, www.krollcorp.com.